Welcome back to WSHIT's News at 7:35. It's news you can use before you snooze. A bit of exciting entertainment news coming out of Los Angeles today, as a judge in the Britney Spears conservatorship case has decided to drop Jamie Spears as the main conservator, leaving Britney basically free. We go now live to Los Angeles, where our special correspondent, Scott Dranger, is outside the courthouse with reaction. Scott, what is the mood outside the courthouse this afternoon? How are Britney Spears fans taking this exciting news?
What you don't realize is that Britney's making you all this money, and all you do is write a bunch of crap about her. She hasn't performed on stage in years. Her song is called Give Me More for a reason, because all you people want is more, 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 more! Leave her alone! Leave Britney alone!
And we will let Scott compose himself for a minute and be back after this commercial break.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Hey, fuck you!
Yes! Yes! Fuck you too!
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
For those of you that don't know, LuLaRoe is a subject of a documentary that is on Amazon Prime right now. Fascinating stuff. It talks about the just in general LuLaRoe, the company, but then the world of MLM marketing.
I guess
MLM marketing is kind of saying the word marketing twice. It's a multi-level marketing is what it is.
Right.
It comes up on my newsfeed. I literally get four different alerts that Courtney Kay and Travis Barker are now engaged.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care. Yeah. The world has reached peak meaninglessness. I said it about the couch guy. I mean it doubly by Courtney Kay's engagement. No one fucking cares!
Did you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
This is like an exact replica of the night that I had. This girl kept telling me she was dying, and I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think that happens, but, you know.
Shaman after your shaman with the cane?
That's right, with my shaman stick. An episode you'll never hear, but maybe I'll play some clips of it. Just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, Chrissy and I last week recorded an entire episode about cocaine.
Which we will not, all about drugs. It's about all kinds of drugs in general.
It just ended up being mostly about cocaine and acid and Brian's shaman days as an acid coach. As a trip coach. I had a cane and I would walk around with my Doc Martens telling people what to expect.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
That's another episode of The Commercial Break. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Hoadley. And
happy holidays.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there on the podcast and on the audience. Thank you for joining us on yet another episode of The Commercial Break. I have a question for you.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
What
Would you
that?
Like to buy some leggings?
Yeah, sure. I love leggings.
I've got these incredibly wonderful printed pant leggings.
Buttery soft.
Buttery soft, silky smooth. You've never had a pair of leggings like this before in your life. You may notice, but they're on discount because you may notice a couple of issues. They're moldy. They will give you crotch rot. I send a free bottle of amoxicillin with every panty.
They have like a banana on the crotch.
It's possible that
too.
There's an actual vagina in your vagina.
Yes.
The picture of your vagina in your vagina. It's great for your daughters at home there too.
Exactly.
I'm the new LuLaRoe representative.
Good
for
you, Brian.
I watched the documentary and decided I had to get in on all the action.
I've heard it's great a business opportunity.
You want to get in on the way up. That's the way you want to do it.
Ground floor.
What better day to strike than right now today? LuLaRoe is still, for those of you that don't know, LuLaRoe is a subject of a documentary that is
on
Amazon Prime right now. Fascinating stuff. It talks about the just in general LuLaRoe, the company, but then the world of MLM marketing.
Yeah.
I guess MLM marketing is kind of saying the word marketing twice. It's multi-level marketing is what it is.
Right.
I have had so many friends over the years, and I have been approached.
I think we all have. My sister and I were talking.
Didn't you and I go to a Rodan and Fields meeting one
time? We did. I used to be involved in that.
And those people were going fucking balloony tunes.
It's a big cheerleading thing. Yes.
They were like, there must have been 500 people in a hotel ballroom, and there were a couple people up front talking, and Chrissy and I were, I think we were actually taken by the whole thing. We were like, wow, this
is hard not to get excited when you go to these. And hey, I've known some people that have definitely made money. And I, Rodan and Fields, I buy their products because they're great products.
Yeah.
But yeah, after the couple levels of people are in on it, it's just with any MLM, it's hard to make money.
I worked for a guy once who I liked very much. I consider him one of my life mentors, right?
Uh-huh.
He was one of those guys. Like, you'll never forget
There's
him.
There's so many MLMs out there, too.
He, like, took me under his wing in the restaurant business. And even though I was just, a little coked-up shithead, he always, looked out for me, protected me.
He saw something in
me.
Yeah,
and him and I would talk for hours about this and that. He'd give me, little life lessons and shit like that. I respected the guy very much. But every 15 days, he was onto a new MLM scam. Oh, and he was like...
Some people are serial.
Yeah.
People... My sister and I were just talking about this.
I think he was selling, eggshell antibiotics at one time. made from pure larva of chickens.
The supplement industry is the biggest.
Yeah.
It's the biggest one.
But some of the largest companies, retail servicers in the world are MLMs. You think of Amway and Rodan and Fields. And then there's this, what's
Young
the new one?
Living Monet. Is the oil.
Monet is a new one.
Okay. The Monet. It's a new one when you might want to get in on that thing. Quick.
I think I have some friends involved in that. But I know that there
LuLaRoe
are people.
Is the legging
LuLaRoe is the legging one. I know that there are people who do make money doing this. But LuLaRoe is a classic example of how many people will never make money doing this. See, here's how you do it. I have to go to whatever the representative that I know from LuLaRoe, and I have to say I want in, and they go, okay. All you have to do is All you have to do is just buy $5,000 worth of leggings from me, and then you're in.
Yep.
And then you have to go out and sell those $5,000 worth of leggings. Or alternately, how we're really going to get paid is if you get Chrissy to buy
$5,000.
Correct. Yeah. And then on and on and on. It's called your upline. And by the fourth upline, there's you're already
so
covering
diluted.
The entire world. Yeah, you're never going to make money. So the people at the very top of the pyramid
make tons of money.
Tons of money.
And good for them.
They were giving away $2 million checks
a month to
some people in this LuLaRoe. It's fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
But the company didn't come crashing and burning down. It's actually still around today.
No, it's still alive.
Still selling moldy leggings and pussies on your pussycats.
Hopefully they're not moldy anymore. The problem with them, after watching the documentary, was that the supply problem. They had so much inventory and it was sitting out in the open air warehouse with rain.
They had them just
coming out
and,
everywhere. Yeah. It's just,
Where do you store your clothes? Outside on the back deck. Where else would I store my clothing? That's a perfect place for it.
Uh-huh.
I imagine that clothing smelled like my Doc Martens did back in 1999.
Yeah.
Brian's Doc Martens. If they were only around today, they're probably in some biohazard bag somewhere.
And another
in
thing I thought was kind of funny with that documentary was that they interviewed this one woman throughout the whole entire series.
Yeah,
and she was the designer. She was ahead of
the
design team. And she's like, we had a gun to our head to produce new designs. She's like, by the end of it, we're just coming up with anything.
Yeah.
Everything.
They were taking pictures off
the internet.
Yeah.
And just doing anything.
She was tasked with making 100 new designs a day, because the whole thing with LuLaRoe, I guess, I don't know. I mean, the only thing I know about them is I think I had one friend that did it for a minute and I never saw another post again. But then what the whole deal was the leggings were the best, silkiest, softiest leggings you've ever had in your entire life. And they would make literally five of a particular print.
Right.
And then once it was sold out, they would go on to the new print.
Yep.
So by the time they have hundreds of thousands of people selling this, there are
too much.
200 designers making 100 designs a day. You can't do that. So what they were doing is they were just copying, pasting
anything.
Off the internet. Anything. Didn't matter. Pictures of old men's faces, tiger penises. I mean, they were just putting anything on a legging and getting it done. It was really quite disturbing. Did you see that Kim Kardashian, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker got engaged? And I just wanted to
Look
take
at
a moment.
That true love.
Genuflect. He put 5,000 roses in a 3-foot-high heart shape in a beach in Venice. First of all, there are no beaches in Venice. it's like it's not a beachy type place, right? It's really not the most idyllic of beach settings. But then he puts these roses. You know what I did when Astrid and I got married? Do you remember when Astrid and I got married?
I do.
It was a wedding for the ages.
I was there. Yes.
I went and
so
I bought
beautiful
500 roses and I put them up in the bridal suite before she got there. And I thought that was an incredible gesture. But Travis Barker has to go one up me by putting 5,000 roses in a heart shape in the middle of Venice. Fuck you, Travis. Unbelievable. And I just wanted to wonder, you know, just wondering, who fucking cares?
I know. It was like on my serious news. Like I have
everywhere.
Just like, I have the little news, but then I have like the serious news section. I did not expect it to be on my serious.
I got a news alert. Yeah. Who cares? Who cares?
Best
Who cares that they got engaged? Do people really, are people really invested in whether or not Courtney K falls in love again?
I mean,
she is the hottest of the sisters. I will say that. In my opinion, she's the hottest of the sisters.
Yeah.
So I was going to get engaged to one of them. It would definitely be Courtney. But, you know, and I don't have anything against Travis Barker. Don't know the guy. Is he Blink 182
yes.
drummer? Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Never really was into Blink 182. I think it kind of missed me by, you know. What was that song that they sang?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Miss I mean,
you,
I probably
miss
would
you.
Would know it if I heard it, but I can't place it right now.
No, whatever. So she puts all these roses out, and then it comes up on my newsfeed. I literally get four different alerts that Courtney K and Travis Barker are now engaged.
Yeah.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
The world has reached peak meaninglessness. I said it about the couch guy. I mean it doubly by Courtney K's engagement. No one fucking cares. Stop alerting me to this bullshit.
Yeah,
every time I get an alert on my phone too, it's like, oh, something's happening. And then it's like Courtney Kardashian and Travis Barker get engaged and then fucking cares.
Big whoop.
Tell me about something important.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, what happened with 90 Day Fiance last night?
Yes. Knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey, are your credit card bills piling up and those interest rates keeping you up at night?
That is strange that you ask, my friend Chrissy Hoadley, because Lightstream, a division of SunTrust, is actually a brand new sponsor of ours here on the commercial break. And by the way, yes, to answer your question, yes, credit card bills keep me up at night.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think, you know, during the pandemic, things were really crazy. Some people, you know, lost their jobs and needed to kind of supplement with credit cards. Now maybe they've got another job again and they're looking to kind of pay things down. And those interest rates make it so hard to do, really make any headway at 19, 20, 22%.
It's crazy. Some of my credit card rates start at like 13 or 14%. And I mean, I don't have 900 credit score, but I also don't have a bad credit score.
And it might be smart to go ahead and pay off those credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan. And these fixed rates start at 4.98% APR for people with excellent credit and an auto pay discount, and the interest rate is fixed for the entire life of the loan, which is the best part about, in my opinion, that's the best part about it, because you never have to worry about fluctuating rates, or maybe, you know, you have a bad month and you pay a bill late and then all of a sudden you're paying 5% more on your credit cards than you were before. Lightstream knocks all that stuff away. It basically locks in your rate at very low rates. Now, I think we should also tell the listeners, this is not a payday loan. This is not for people who have checkered credit history. This is for people who have been financially responsible otherwise and maybe hit a little bit of a rough spot during the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, you might have two or three credit cards that you've been kind of spacing things out, and now you're trying to pay one down and you're paying minimum payments on the other, and it feels like you're spinning your wheels and not getting anywhere. So I think this is a great option as far as being able to consolidate everything into one place with one monthly payment.
I agree with you 100%. I do have to say that one of the things that causes so much stress in everyone's life is concerns about money. And so I think the people at Lightstream honestly are trying to help by offering these low rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 so that you can get a little bit of relief, and specifically probably consolidating your credit card debt. The good people at Lightstream are offering a discount to TCB listeners if you go to lightstream.com/TCB. That's lightstream.com/TCB. lightstream.com/TCB. And if you do that, you get a special rate discount because you're a TCB listener and because the people at Lightstream are a sponsor of the show. So we encourage you to.
I'm already thinking about doing this.
I honestly am. Like, I mean, we were talking to the people at Lightstream and we were both like,
huh. This is a great idea.
Yeah. Does it count if we do it?
And it does.
Yeah. So the good people at Lightstream are offering these locked in low rate loans from $5,000 to $100,000 for people with good credit or better. You can visit lightstream.com/TCB. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TCB for your special rate discount. We'd like to say thank you to Lightstream.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the disclaimer. This offer is subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rates require excellent credit and terms and conditions do apply. Offers are subject to change without notice. So please visit lightstream.com/TCB for more information. LIGHTSTREAM.com/TCB for more information. Oh my gosh, guys, I am so excited about our brand new sponsor, Beachbound. Beachbound.com is changing the way that we book beach travel. Here's how it goes. You go to one single location, beachbound.com, and from there, you can book your flight, your hotel, your transfers, and your excursions. Worldwide beach vacations and experiences in one location. Beachbound is committed to building the best beach experiences that fulfill everyone's cravings and curiosities, because the beach is not just a place, it's a way of life, and that is so true. If you give me a choice, the Alaskan frontier, the mountains, the canyons, the deserts, the far-flung locations in the Middle East, I don't care. I don't want any of it. I just want to go to the beach. I want to take my family and or my wife and have a nice fun in the sun, relaxing vacations, and maybe go on a few excursions. You can do it all from beachbound.com. That's beachbound.com. You're bound for passion, bound for discovery, bound for togetherness, bound for immersion, bound for rejuvenation, or bound for encountering the unexpected. You're bound to end up at beachbound.com. That's where you can get everything in one location. They are changing the way that you book beach travel. Seriously, I went to the website. It's absolutely beautiful. That's all they focus on. They micro focus on beaches. Thanks to beachbound.com for becoming a sponsor of TCB, and thank the heavens for beaches. Hey, everybody, it's that time of the show when I remind you to go to www.tcbpodcast.com. It's your one-stop shop for everything. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. You can read the show notes. You can watch the video. You can listen to the audio, all from tcbpodcast.com. You can also get your limited edition collectible sticker right from the website. Drop your information. We'll tell you how to get it. We'll tell you where to put the information, all on the website. One place, no worries. 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, yo. If you'd like to text us about show content ideas, you have a question, you'd like to leave a comment, or hate mail. We like hate mail. Send it on to 661-BEST-2-YO. And if you're so inclined, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Follow us on Instagram @thecommercialbreak. Or like, rate, and or subscribe on your favorite podcast publisher like CastBox, Apple, Google, Spotify. It really does help us. And please patron our sponsors if and when you have an opportunity. www.tcbpodcast.com for all the information I just talked about. And now, back to the show. Lady gets on a Delta flight a couple days ago, and she brings her own microphone an amplifier. Did you see this one?
No.
Okay.
I did not.
So she has like one of these headsets. You know, now you can, it's like almost like a, it's a little novelty toy, but you can buy a microphone that comes with a little amplifier that you can hook to your belt.
Okay.
It's like a belt clip amplifier. So you can walk around making an ass of yourself, basically.
Oh, great. We need more of those.
Oh, yeah. I have a friend who did this like for a whole video, and she was like, I don't even know what the point was, but she was walking around somewhere and bothering people with her microphone, and it didn't at all seem funny to me, nor did I don't think it seemed funny to anybody that was bothered by this,
right?
But posted it as if it was a classic comedy clip. Nothing quite says fun like, you know, crazy going crazy out in crazy land. And you watch, it was 16 minutes long, and it's just so obnoxious. Why are you doing this to people?
What were they doing? They were saying things into it? Or?
She was going up to them and like, I don't want to get too specific about it because, okay, you know, I don't know, and I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But at the end of the day, it was not particularly funny, and it really seemed mean-spirited in general. She was like, right, asking people questions, but they were pointed questions about their political and personal beliefs. And then, like, instead of being clever, like the people on, you know, like the guy on Comedy Central,
yeah,
he's like clever about what
yes,
he does, right?
Yes.
He just asks questions and makes people seem dumb without any, like,
right,
he's
without not being any
mean.
Prompting.
Yeah, he's not even prompting. And he's not being mean. He's just literally making you look like the jackass that
you
actually are.
Well, he's making you think about what you're saying.
Yes, correct. But then there's, like, a different tactic, which is just attack people, and maybe that will be funny, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's just yell at you and make you seem like an asshole. Like, my personal opinion about you as a person and how awful you are is not funny to me. It's just attacking somebody.
Yeah.
So this wasn't particularly funny. But what was funny was the little microphone and little clip that she had as she was running around this particular town. So lady gets on a Delta flight, and she has the same contraption, but a little headset with a microphone on it, right? So she gets up.
Like a call center?
Yeah, like a call center headset. So she gets up. If the audio was funny, I'd play it, but it's almost, you can't even really hear anything from it. It's just a lot of noise because she's up in the middle of a fucking flight, 50,000 feet in the air. And she gets up with her little microphone and a little thing, and she's like, attention, attention. You know you want to look at me because I'm pretty. Look at me, look at me. She's literally saying this. What? The pandemic was started by one human, one stupid human. The pandemic has fooled you all. She starts going off on the pandemic. Oh, and I'm God. Like, holy fucking shit. That's not the point. There's lots of dumbasses who have dumbass beliefs. But so she, so the flight attendants come up and they have hand, like these twist tie handcuffs. And she's, they're like, we're going to have to arrest you if you don't sit down and shut up.
Right.
So they literally twist tied her and shut her up. Well, someone on the flight also had a cell phone signal or something, or there was, they have one of those old phones, mm-hmm. and they dialed 911 to report that there was a lady on a microphone
from,
talking.
From in flight.
From in flight. How do you do that?
I hope I'm not on one of these flights where this happens.
Man, every time I get on a flight, I'm like, I mean, I've only been on two flights since the pandemic started, but every time I get on a flight, I'm like, oh, please don't let this be the flight.
I know.
Where some fucking moron, you know, is taped. They're literally duct taping people to their seats now.
Yeah.
It's just, it's gotten out of fucking control.
It is out of control.
Way out of fucking control. We talked about airplane behavior a couple episodes ago. Yeah, it's, everybody's just got to settle the fuck down. Just go back to reading your magazine, farting in silence and taking off your shoes. I would happily take the guy opening and closing the shade rather than one of these shitheads getting up and starting a whole speech on Anthony Fauci. It's like, okay, we get it. You don't believe it. And for whatever reason, you don't believe it. And that's not for us to debate here on this show.
No,
but
keep it to yourself.
Just keep it to yourself. Yeah. Like, why are you trying to make a political statement or a statement at all in a fake Kmart microphone in the middle of a fucking flight when you're 50,000 feet in the air?
So weird.
But then somebody calls 911 as if who's going to help?
Are there going to be fighter jets that like come in and intercept?
911, what's the location of your emergency?
I think I'm about 10,000 feet over Denver.
Excuse me, sir?
I'm about 10,000 feet over Denver.
Why are you 10,000 feet over Denver?
I'm on a flight from California to Atlanta, and there's a lady with a walkie-talkie, and she's making noises about the pandemic.
Okay, sir, here's what I need you to do. Hang up the fucking phone!
Right.
It's so stupid.
Not supposed to be making calls.
Yeah, I can't wait until that audio comes out. When that audio comes out, we're going to do it. But it got me thinking. And I did some research on the internet, as I do.
As you do.
That can't be the silliest 911 phone call that has ever been made.
Oh,
right?
No.
There's been lots. Actually, the last episode, I played a clip of a lady calling Burger King because they didn't make the Whopper her way.
Yep.
And so I thought that was really funny, actually. So I started digging
They're
in.
They're like, we are not desponding. Yeah. We are not dispatching.
What do you want me to do? Respond to your double bacon cheeseburger?
Like, just drive away.
To forget about it. Who cares
like,
about you?
They're in there sweeping.
Yeah, they're in there sweeping. So she's like, the floor is very sudsy and soapy and they don't want to walk across it. And it's like, lady, what the fuck? Someone is dying right now and taking up this operator's time so that you can talk about your double Western bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, the Western.
Just the fucking audacity of it all. It's unbelievable. No. People have lost their fucking collective minds. I don't know how many times I got to say it on this fucking channel. Okay. but there are many stupid 911 phone calls out there in the universe.
And did you find some?
I pulled some out of the ethos because I felt like this would be good for our show. So you ready?
Okay, yeah.
All right, well, there's a couple of ones about drugs. There's ones about a boner. Do you want to listen to one about... Oh, remember a couple episodes ago, I talked about how me and this girl had put in literally some like raw like dirt weed I had bought into a Betty Crocker brownie mix?
Yes.
Do you want to hear... Okay, so like a couple years ago, and I think maybe some people have heard this one, but a couple of years ago, a cop bought some weed, like an off-duty police officer, bought some weed, and him and his wife did the exact same thing. They got some brownie mix, and they put raw weed directly in it. And neither of them had a lot of experience or any experience with weed whatsoever. So the cop is so fucked up, stuck to the floor, just like I was. Yeah. Apparently, he had the exact same night I did, just in a different state altogether. He literally called 911 on himself.
On himself.
You want to hear this?
Yes.
It's a couple minutes long, but I really think it's very funny. Let's and I apologize. I know this has been out there for a long time. If you heard it, you've heard it.
I don't think I've heard it.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
Yes.
Cameron Heights Emergency?
Yeah, can you please send rescue to... I think I'm having an overdose at his store with my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana.
First of all, you know this guy is a police officer because he says, I need you to send rescue. It's rescue. Like no one calls and says, right. I need you to send rescue. He's saying, but you know, my son just poked his eyeball out with a toothpick. You know, send an ambulance. Rescue. You send, send an ambulance. That's what you say.
Right.
Right. And my wife and I just overdosed. And
overdosed she goes on what?
I know.
Marijuana.
Marijuana. She's probably like, really?
May feel like that. There's actually no marijuana.
It felt like that to
overdoses.
Me. It felt like that to me when I was it when I was going through like it. Yeah.
I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26. Please come.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today too?
No, that's it.
No,
just the weed.
No, that's it. I'm pretty much a lightweight.
Yeah.
Just the weed brownies. I'm 29. I don't know what weed is like. I don't know that you can't overdose on weed. But I suppose there could be something in the weed. You could have, you know.
That could be a thought that crosses your mind.
That's right.
You know, and then, of course, you're like, oh, my God, that's what is happening.
Oh,
that is happening. It's happening. It's
you spiral out of control.
Yes. No, is there any weapons in the house?
No. Please come.
No, except for my police officer issued revolver.
Right.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
This is like an exact replica of the night that I had. This girl kept telling me she was dying, and I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think that happens, but, you know.
Shaman after your shaman with the cane?
That's right, with my shaman stick. An episode you'll never hear, but maybe I'll play some clips of it. Just to give you an idea of what we're talking about, Chrissy and I last week recorded an entire episode about cocaine.
Which we will all about drugs. It's about all kinds of drugs in general.
It just ended up being mostly about cocaine and acid and Brian's shaman days as a as an acid coach. As a trip coach. I had a cane and I would walk around with my with my Doc Martens telling people what to expect. Twice as high as they were.
Right.
Because if you're going to be a trip coach, you got to be tripping.
You got to be tripping more than your subject.
That's the, how you communicate telepathy wise.
Yeah.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
I think we're dead.
I know this feeling. Yeah. I know this feeling. I know the feeling that I don't care who I'm talking to, I'm dead. Did I tell you about the time that I took a bunch of LSD at a party?
Probably.
A bunch of us did. And we ended up, and the party dissipated, and everyone was way fucked up. And, you know, when we were doing LSD, we just used to smoke a lot of weed, thinking it would calm us down.
Right.
And what it was really doing was putting us into orbit.
Like amplifying.
Yeah. Sending us into outer space without a parachute. And we were all in a small room talking. Someone was playing guitar. It was like three girls.
Someone was playing guitar.
Someone was playing, of course. Was playing guitar. Yeah. Someone's always playing guitar. Someone's always annoying everybody else with their guitar playing. It's usually me. And there was a small TV on, and all of a sudden I got like super tunnel vision. Like I disassociated from myself. So I ran into the bathroom, which was the worst possible thing I could have done. Looked in the mirror.
Right. Yeah,
trying
don't
to calm
look
myself
in the mirror.
Down. No, once you look in the mirror, it's all over. It's game over. I got into a hot shower with all of my clothes on. And then when I got out of the shower, I took the clothes off. All my clothes.
Okay.
Completely naked. And I was.
You were the naked guy on LSD running around the party.
So freaked out. It wasn't a party at that point. It was just like 10 people in a bedroom. But I was so freaked out that I was dying that I walked into the bedroom and I didn't have any clothes on.
Perfect.
Let me tell you the other side effect.
Well, you freaked out everybody else.
Oh, my God. Freaked them out. It's the best joke of the St. Pius class of 2001. I think they still tell that story. Hey, did you hear about that guy, Brian Greene? Came in with acid penis. Oh, yeah, there's something called acid penis. It's not growing. It is not showing. It gets an innie. It just goes right in. I don't know why. Yeah,
naked and afraid.
It's tripping too. It's like, ah!
Okay, how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made the brownies?
My wife and I did. Cuba, come here.
Okay, get her.
She's on the living room ground right now.
Is she breathing?
She's barely breathing.
Barely.
She's barely breathing. How do you know that, sir? I'm just taking an educated guess. I don't want to touch her.
Is she awake?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, can you look?
Pardon?
Can you look?
I could feel her. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Oh, time is going by slowly.
Okay, well, I'm on the phone with you, and do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brownies?
Pardon?
How much did you buy?
Just please send rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm trying to figure out how much you bought and put into
I'm trying to figure out how to make this call even funnier. This lady doesn't need to know any of this information.
How much did you buy?
Yeah, how much did you buy?
I don't know. I'm dead.
Have you never taken bod before?
The brownies, sir.
It's probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
Yeah, we did.
They ate all the brownies.
They did the same thing we did.
Start
with half of one. Start with a quarter. You can always go up from there.
You can.
You can't go backwards. Back. No, you can't.
You can't. Yeah. Take it away.
A little lesson I learned from my LSD days.
Okay. And you ate all of them. But how many? Was it a big batch, a little batch?
It was a quarter ounce.
Okay, but brownie-wise, how many pieces did you guys...
Brownie-wise, what type was it?
Was it Betty Crocker?
Was it the chocolate vanilla swirl? Yeah. Did it have icing on top? They're two for one at Kroger right now. Yeah. What is this lady? What does it matter? They're fucked up. They clearly just need someone to come help them calm down.
Yes.
Think you guys had?
I don't know. I probably had like a small chunk. Please come. What time is it?
What time is it? As if that's going to snap you out of it, buddy.
It's 9:37. When did you guys last eat the brownies?
Probably like an hour and a half ago.
Okay, is your wife still breathing?
Yeah, she is. She's kneeling down in front of me.
She's okay. Kneeling down.
In front of me? What's going on over there? I thought she was on the floor, laying down.
Oh, we have to wait.
Okay, and is she Stacy Sanchez?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Edward.
You're Edward Sanchez?
Oh, she's CC Chant. This is the operator already is onto that. I never caught this about this particular phone call, but the operator, he's never given his name. Uh-huh. So the operator is already onto who this is. It's CC Chant.
CC
Chances and her other husband, CC Winan. The CNC Music Factory. Does that mean we're dead?
Okay. And did you guys have any other sort of drugs you know of?
Pardon?
Did you guys do anything else today besides marijuana?
No, that's it. But I don't know what was it. The marijuana could have been, there could have been something in the marijuana.
It's called THC, bud.
Right.
It gets in your stomach. and it does what it wants to.
Okay. Are you guys any sort of prescription pills? Do you guys take any sort of other medication?
No, I don't. My wife takes Vicodin, though.
And did she take any today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, where's the Vicodin?
The Vicodin is, it's in our medicine cabinet.
Okay, but how many does she...
Where's the Vicodin? How many do you have left?
Go and pop one of those.
Do you mind if I send a paramedic in to get those and bring them back to me?
Does she take it on a regular basis?
Yeah.
How many does she take on a regular basis? 5 a day.
Yeah. 5 a day seems like a lot.
Yeah, CC Sanchez is having a fun time over there. Yeah. 5 a day. Well, you take 2 every 8 hours, then that would be 2 divided by 6, carry the 1. That's 27. Yeah. 27 a day. Did I do my math correct there?
I think so.
Just checking.
Are you coming?
Yeah, they're on the way. They've been in Raw for 2 minutes. It's now 9:38.
Okay.
She's now reasoning with him in his own language.
8 at 5 a day?
What's that?
How many does she take a day?
She takes like, I don't know, like six.
6 a day?
Like 5 a day. I don't know. We got into a car accident in Dearborn Heights last year.
Okay.
Last year? What happened? Did her head fall off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It's like a long time to be taking
it. Time to be taking those Vikings, baby.
And you don't know how many she's taken today?
No.
Okay. Is there any animals in the house?
Is there any what?
Do you have any dogs, cats?
I'll put them away for you.
Okay, is the front door open?
Yeah, the front...
They're high, too.
They ate some of it, too.
I gave some of them to that.
Front door's open. Come here.
Porch light on?
Pardon?
Is the porch light on?
Yes, the porch light is on.
Are there any weapons in the house?
You already asked me that.
And what'd you say?
Oh, wow, he caught on to that.
Oh. Yeah, well, no, there is.
Where is it?
It's in my closet.
Is that in the back bedroom?
Yeah, in the front bedroom.
In the front bedroom?
Yeah. Go on.
She's making notes.
Yeah. How does she know there's a front bedroom and a back bedroom? It's really weird.
It.
Okay.
I think he said it.
Come on, Ginger.
Ginger?
Ginger.
Oh, Ginger must be the dog, maybe.
They're on the way, sir. Do you guys do this on a regular basis?
No, this is the first time.
Do you guys party like this on a regular basis? Because me and my husband, we'd like to talk to you about an interesting opportunity we have to sell LuLaRoe.
But we've ever done it.
And you've never done marijuana before?
Yeah, I have.
You have, and you've never had this reaction to it before?
No, ever.
Did you eat it before?
Just go in the Red Wings game.
Just go to the Red Wing
what's
game.
What's the score of the Red Wings game?
No, he said just go into the Red Wing game.
No, he said what's the score of the Red Wings game?
I thought he said he just did it before when he was going to the Red Wings
game. No, he said, what's the score of the Red Wings game?
What's the score?
As if the operator is sitting there watching the Red Wings game. But, I mean, you know, it is Michigan, so possibly.
Yeah. What's the score in the Red Wings game?
I've got no clue. I don't watch the Red Wings.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure this isn't some type of, like, hallucination that I'm having.
Oh, why? What's the score say?
3-3.
What channel is it on?
What channel is it on? I might watch it.
It's 3-3. It's a tight game.
It's 2-2.
He said it's 3-3. She said it's 2-2.
Huh?
It's 2-2.
Okay. Your police tell your officers they just passed me.
Okay, they just passed?
Tell your officers they just missed an opportunity to arrest me. That's a good one. I like that one. You want to hear another one? Okay, here's a good one. Here's a good one. Okay, ready?
Okay.
All right.
2911.
Somebody's really drunk driving down Granton Road.
Which way are they going?
They are going,
towards Granton or towards Galesville?
Towards Granton.
Okay, are you behind them, or?
No, I am them.
I am them!
This is my favorite. This lady is awesome. It's like,
there's somebody drunk driving.
Which way are you going, east or west? I don't know. Where do you find that information on the car? There's somebody drunk driving.
Are you behind them? Nope, I am them.
Excuse me, would you like to play a game? Or someone drunk driving, guess who it is? I spy a cute lady with two fingers. It's lady.
It's me. I can't stop myself from drunk driving. Down the road.
You have to come help me. I've lost control of my drunk driving. Okay, you want to play a game? I spy. I spy someone in the mirror drunk driving. Okay, ma'am, where are you? Okay, let's take a guess, all right? I'm somewhere between 1st and 2nd Street. I'm somewhere between 1st and 3rd. Are you on 2nd Street? How did you know?
You am them?
Yes, I am them.
Oh, now he's going to correct her grammar? She just called herself in a DUI, and you want to correct her grammar? You am them? Don't you mean to say you... Let's hang up and try that again, ma'am. How rude. Remember when the teacher, you'd go, can I use the restroom? And the teacher would be like, I don't know, can you?
Yeah.
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 Okay, so you want to call and report that you're driving drunk?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, what's your name?
Mary.
Okay, hold on.
It didn't sound like a Mary to me.
Yeah, she all of a sudden was like, whoa.
More like an Alan.
I shouldn't say my name.
Yeah. She's like, Mary. Oh, shit's about to get real. Yeah. Two guesses. You got two guesses. It's either Mary or Mary. You tell me, did I say Mary? Did I say that? I did? That's crazy. Do you ever go down to Lucy's Bar and Grill? It's crazy down there. I'm the 62-year-old grandma's. Squishes Bud Light cans with my tits.
Hold on 1 second, Mary, okay?
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. Where are you going? She's drunk driving, calling in on herself. Where do you have to go?
Are you still driving right now?
Yes.
He was like, hold on. Hey, Jim. Like, guys. Jim, come over here real quick.
Mary's calling herself in again.
Yeah, that's where he went. Hold on.
It's Mary's third DUI this week.
Get over
All
here.
Three, she's called in.
Want to stop driving before you get in an accident?
Yes, I will stop.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Good idea.
People
Mayor.
Are very polite up north. I guess.
Okay, you going to stop right now?
Yep, I will stop right now.
Yeah, wait.
Okay, just hold on a second, okay?
Okay, I'm stopping.
Just wanted to give you an update.
In the middle of the road?
I don't know.
Come to a stop.
I just wanted to give you an update. Now I'm stopping.
Okay, just hang on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Still there, sir?
You still there, sir? It's Mary. I said Mary. I'm sorry, you sound like a man. Do you mind if we continue this as if you were a he?
Yes, ma'am.
Mary, I'm sorry about that. What's your last name, Mary?
Sorry.
Are you stopped right now?
Yes, I am. Should I turn my car off and turn the sponsors on?
Should I put some handcuffs on myself?
Yes.
Throw myself into the middle of the street? This is crazy. This is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
I know.
I mean, I don't condone drunk driving ever in
Absolutely
any way, shape,
not.
Or form. This is 2021. There are so many other options. But if you're going to drunk drive, if that happens to you, if you're that guy who finds himself drunk driving, don't wake up to call the police or 911. Don't like snap yourself and go 911. Just pull over
right.
and get an Uber from there.
Yes.
If you haven't killed anyone, then consider yourself lucky and get an Uber from whatever point. Mary just wanted them to know.
What if she's like driving down the road? On the phone.
What's that conversation going on in her head? Man, I am hammered.
I gotta tell somebody about this.
If I was watching,
gotta alert
me drive,
the authorities. I'm on the loose.
I am late for my LuLaRoe party.
She's coming from a LuLaRoe party.
Yeah, that's right. LuLaRoe parties get crazy.
Yep, that's fine. If you want to turn it off and turn the flashers on, so then we can find you. Where are you coming from, Mary?
I came from Yalesville. I'm coming from.
You were drinking in Yalesville?
I was drinking all over. I'm sorry.
Drinking all over.
I took a tour of Dearborn. I'm sorry. Shit got crazy, if you know what I mean.
I shouldn't be driving. How many people do you get that call in on themselves?
Oh, just 3 or 4 a day, Mary.
Not many. But I guess it's better than getting in an accident and killing yourself or somebody else.
No, I don't want to hurt anybody. I'm drunk. My friends go to jail.
What's that?
Well, I go to jail.
I guess if you're over the legal limit, I mean...
Yeah, I know I am. This really sucks. I'm sitting here calling on myself.
I'm trying
really
to do the right
sucks.
Thing.
Yeah.
Like, that would somehow give her credit.
Do I get immunity for calling
yeah,
in
exactly.
on myself? I mean, if I'm the officer, I'm like, well, Mary,
take
you're
it
an
into
asshole
account.
For drunk driving, but I'm going to give you a ride home and we'll call it a day. I mean, if they don't even see her driving, can they technically give her a DUI?
Yeah, she's in the car.
I don't know.
I see somebody coming.
Plus, she's admitting it. Oh, right there true. On the tape.
If I was her, I'd jump into the passenger side and go, don't know where Mary went. Yeah, Mary took off that way. Hurry, get her.
3006, Frank Mary, 3006.
You see somebody coming, you said?
Yeah, but I think they're going right by. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no, there goes Flasher.
Oh, shit, I'm fucked. I give credit for Mary. Credit to Mary. By the way, a little follow-up on Mary. Mary did get arrested for a DWI, okay. And she was given some leniency at the court sentencing, and I believe they dropped that to a reckless driving.
Okay.
And then, like, some rehab and stuff like that. What happens when you call, have you ever met a hot police officer or firefighter?
Sure.
Was it you and Rachel one time that were riding on the back of an Atlanta fire department?
And a couple other friends, Kimmy being one of them. We were out at a holiday or a Halloween.
Halloween party.
Halloween, like little tour.
Street festival.
And, yeah. And, you know, one of the friends was on crutches. And so as
the fire department
passed us, thought we were cute. We thought they were cute. They said, let's give you a ride to where you need to go. And we did. We all jumped in. I remember the next day I told you and you were like, that's an awful way for our tax dollars.
Guess who?
You guys got a ride home.
It was
from
fun.
I know, but it's the fire
we blew
department.
The horn.
Oh, my God. All right, so you met a hot police officer or firefighter or two.
Yeah.
What happens when you meet that hot firefighter or police officer who responds to some kind of incident, but then you forget to get their name or phone number?
Oh.
Who are you going to call?
Yeah.
911?
Yes.
911, do you need fire, medical, or police?
No, ma'am, I don't. I don't have an emergency. Two police officers just left my house just now. Could I get their names, please?
Was it
just the music turned down? He was the cutest cop I've seen in God knows how long. I just don't know his name. It doesn't come very often a good-looking man comes at your doorstep.
Unless you've called them for an emergency.
God. Tinder 911, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to figure out which fireman
like
just saved me.
I feel like there's a Seinfeld episode about this or something.
Which fireman just rescued me from
my
burning building?
Oh, thank God you called. It's Officer Sanchez. Officer Sanchez has been known to cook pot brownies on the weekend. He's married to a girlfriend, currently on her knees, and has killed both of his dogs with marijuana. Officer Sanchez, come on down.
Could you throw him back my way?
Do you need him to come back there?
Oh, I'd like that, yeah.
Oh, I'd like that.
I'd like that, yeah.
Why do you need them to come back there?
Well, because I have an emergency. I'll think of something.
I need him to put his gun in my holster, if you know what I mean. I'm so horny. Tell him to come this way. I'll think of something. Officer Sanchez! Excuse me, ma'am. I got a report of a disturbance. Oh, there's the disturbance. Right here in my LuLaRoe's. Oh, Officer Sanchez. Oh, Mrs. Crumpet. It's like the beginning of a porn movie.
It
from
is.
The TCB TV.
TV
porn studio.
TCB
minus.
He's cute. Would you throw him back? I think they're partners. Throw him back my way, would you?
Okay, and what is the reason?
My dog. Just blame it on my dog.
Blame it on my dog.
At the beginning of the call, too, did she say, turn the music down?
Yeah, she said they came over to her house to tell her to turn the music down. And that's why they came over there. But just blame it on my dog.
Just blame it on the dog.
David, blame it on my dog. I'll shoot him here in a minute. Right. There'll be blood everywhere. Don't worry about it.
Hate
that little
leg.
Shithead.
No, say the music was too loud.
You need to talk about the noise complaint as well?
Exactly.
Who's doing the complaining? It's just like, yeah. Mary. I like to complain on myself.
All right.
Hold on just a moment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, well, it does sound like music's blasting back
Thank
in the background.
Yeah, what's going on over there?
Who ends up having the loud noise?
Oh, I guess I'm the one who has the loud noise. The officer has to come to my house.
I guess I'm the one who has the loud noise. You little vixen. You want to get involved? Me, you, and Officer Sanchez?
You come on back over with
You come on back here. I'm going to put in a Frank Mary 2020, if you know what I mean. A Frank Mary 69 is what I call it. Tell him to come over here and bring his asp and his gun. He can put his gun in my holster while I put your asp in your ass.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Oh, stop it. I was like, you know what's going on. You've been there before. You've been to naked Zoom parties. You know what's going on. This isn't your first time dialing 911.
Naked Zoom.
It gets an officer to shoot his load all over your chest.
Oh, my God.
Ah!
It's music. I work out to loud music.
Okay, and ma'am, what do you...
I work out to loud music. Does it need to be that loud? It's very loud. So loud.
Sounds loud.
Put your headset on.
What do you need the officer to do? I mean, if you have another noise complaint?
I guess so. On myself.
Is she currently masturbating while she's on the phone? I'll figure something out.
The dog.
Have you heard of the Provocateur 3000 Jackrabbit with extender?
With extender.
Okay, and where is it?
Honey, I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? I just thought it was cute. I'm 45 years old, and I'd like to meet him again. But I don't know how to go about doing that without calling 911. I know this is not absolutely in a way, shape, or form an emergency.
By the way, you can get arrested for calling 911 without an emergency.
Yes.
That's a pretty big... Have you ever called 911? Have you had to call 911 ever in your life?
I don't think so.
I've called a number of times about a number of different things.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, you know, car accidents or suspicious people.
Yeah.
You know, I need Officer Sanchez to
Are
come
you
over.
Like that officer?
I need Officer Sanchez to come over and put his gun in my holster.
But if you would give the officers my phone number and ask them to come back, other than I know they have terrible lots of things to do in Aloha, would you mind?
I'll give him the message to call you.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
I'll give him the message to call you? Is that how you ended the phone call? She go over and arrest that lady immediately. She is wasting fucking time.
Yes.
All right, here's a guy at a strip club.
A county man is arrested after deputies say he called 911 because he could not bring his kitten into a strip club.
And kitten?
And the jokes just write themselves.
I know.
He couldn't bring his pussy in to see more pussy. You set him up, Anchorman. I'll keep knocking him down.
47-year-old Everett Lagus is in jail on $4,000 bond.
Jeez.
Deputies say he tried to bring that kitten into the Emerald City Gentleman's Club. When the owner told him he had to leave, he reportedly sat down outside the business and called 911.
Because that's what the emergency services
that's
are
what you do.
For.
Yeah.
I love this one. This one is really... This operator, in my opinion... gets an award.
The 12-year-old is completely out of control, and I can't, physically, if she's as big as I am, I can't control her.
Okay, did you want us to come over to shoot her?
Oh, I have heard that one. I think he got in trouble for that.
Oh, he got fired.
Yeah.
You want me to come over and shoot her? And then she's like, excuse me. She realizes just how ridiculous it is that she's calling
to begin with.
Yeah, but what do you do these
days?
Like,
that's true.
I mean, it's a whole different world. There's like the kids call the 911 on their parents because they get spanked. It's a whole different world now.
What's the problem?
I have bought some Chinese food and it's not to par to me. And I asked to get my money back and they acted like they don't understand me and took my food and won't give me my money back.
And this is why you call 911.
What am I supposed to do? Jump over the thing and beat them up and get my money back?
Yes, if you do jump over and beat them up, then you can call 911.
Exactly.
Yes, ma'am, that's exactly what you're supposed
to
do.
Call the regular police line instead of the life-threatening emergency line.
Oh, sorry. So that ended that. It's okay. Ready? Here's a good one. I like this one. The boner one is real quick. Ready?
Okay. I took some pills and, I took, two, Viagra, pills and, my erection been up for like 4 days and there hasn't been any signs of change whatsoever. And I'm really sick.
4 days.
Four
this guy
days.
Had an erection. 4 days. I could only wish to have an erection for 4 days. Mine just comes and goes at random times. I don't even know what's going on with it. But I usually can't convince it to stay around for more than 30 minutes. I mean, it's not going to stay around for 4 days. That's why that Viagra shit is dangerous when you're taking it. I've already told you, and especially don't mix cocaine and Viagra.
Right. You deposited a guy at the hospital.
We literally kicked him out of the door. I mean, literally dropped him off at the front of the hospital. And the guy was sick. He was really not feeling very well. Because when all that blood is down there for so long, it's like you have deprivation and all that shit. He was walking in circles with a big... fucking boner in his sweatpants outside of Northside Hospital.
I wonder how many people have actually gone to the hospital before that.
Oh, I'm sure it happens a lot. Yeah, probably. I mean, not a lot, but more than we think.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy who feels like the cops didn't do him any favors the night before, so he thought he'd call and talk to somebody about it.
Okay.
Sharonville Police. This is Cindy.
Hi, I need to do a complaint about two Sharonville cops. They stole my fucking weed last night.
Okay, let me have you talk to a supervisor.
All right. That girl, that woman's just like, yeah, here's my supervisor.
I know, she didn't even blink. Nope. She's like, all right, let me have a Jimmy. Yeah, that's not on me.
No, shoot you over to Jimmy.
That's not my department.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is this the sheriff? This is Sergeant Mark Duddleson with the Sharonville Police.
Martin Duddleson. That sounds like a police officer's name.
It does. Sergeant Mark Duddleson. He's very authoritative.
Yeah, but number one. But number two, why are you calling for the sheriff? Like, the sheriff is going to pick up your phone call because you feel like someone stole your weed? What a shithead. But wait, this gets so funny. I can't believe this guy. Wait.
Can I help you?
All right, my name's... So I had two cops come here last night and steal my f***ing weed, and I want it back.
Okay, what address are you talking about?
Yeah, I was staying at a hotel last night at the time. My wife had some problem. They had to call him.
My wife had some problem? Was that you hitting her? Yeah, you asshole. You don't sound like Mr. Calm, Cool, and Collected to me, jackass.
And my wife had my f***ing weed in her purse. And the motherfucking cops took it. It was only like 4 grams, but it was really good fucking weed.
It was really good fucking weed.
Wow, now you're talking. Now we're talking a language
never
here.
Never in the history of ever has someone been...
If it was good weed, then let me get on it.
So upset over 4 grams of weed. You know how much 4 grams of weed is? It's not a lot of weed.
It's not.
But it's really good fucking weed.
But it's really good.
It's only like 4 grams, but it's like, you know...
How much can you buy 4 grams of weed for? I don't know what the going market rate is. $40? About $40. Sounds about right, right? About $10 a gram? Sure.
I have no idea.
Okay, so let's say it's, I mean, like in a head shop. You've been in a head shop, like in a marijuana dispensary?
Yeah.
Okay, so what? I guess like $10 a gram.
I haven't tried to buy 4 grams, so I don't know. But I guess.
Jolie's like, I buy mine in pounds. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. 4 grams?
I like
edibles. Who buys 4 grams? I buy mine by the truckload.
Prestige weed.
It's prestigious fucking weed. I didn't know weed could be prestigious.
It's sticky icky.
It's prestigious icky. Prestigious icky. It's that prestigious icky. You know what they're talking about.
It's that California Kush.
Come on, Duddleson. I know you do, little dab. Come on, Duddleson. Aren't you dabbing? Dink, dink. Is that what they call it? Dab a little, do a little.
And the motherfuckers took it. And from what I know, 100 grams is cool.
What? 100 grams is cool, but I only had 4. He's saying 100 grams is legal, is what he's trying to say.
Oh, God.
Right? Or am I wrong?
You are wrong.
Thank you, Mark.
And then he's like, what?
You are wrong.
Don't try to tell me that. I know my
shit's illegal.
What do you mean by that? Do you think it's cool? Where did you get that information?
What are you talking about? 100 grams is legal. Am I wrong?
No, it's not.
What county is this?
This is in Hamilton County.
Which state am I calling? Grandma Jefferson, is that you? I'm sorry, I have the wrong phone number altogether. Wrong Mr. Pickford altogether. Do you remember the movie Dazed and Confused? Yeah. When they brings the keg and then the father comes to the door and the beer salesman guy is like, oh, wrong Mr. Pickford altogether. I love that sign. I love that. He's like, oh, it is? Well, actually, I didn't get any weed stolen. Totally wrong. It's wrong altogether. Cereal.
What county am I?
Someone took my Lucky Charms. I'll talk to you later. Bye, Duddleson.
Hamilton County, 100 grams is legal.
Okay, well, I mean... It's not. I'm just here to tell you that it's not.
What do you mean it's not, dude? Where you been the past 2 months?
2 months?
2 months ago, it got past 100 grams. You guys don't take it. No f***ing ticket. I know I'm right here, dude. Don't try to talk to me like I'm dumb.
Okay.
Matthew, I'm right here.
If you'd like to come down and file a complaint against these officers, you can do it in person.
No, bullshit. I want my weed back.
That's fucking bullshit. I want my weed back. How am I supposed to give it to you, Mark, if you're not down here?
Come on down here, Mark.
You didn't think this one through of our call away, did you? You want your weed back, but you don't want to meet anybody for it.
No.
You're not giving anybody a name of a hotel where you stayed, so we can't figure out which
officers
went there.
You don't know what county you're in.
You don't know what county you're in. You said 100 grams of weed is legal. That's like a pound of weed. That's like no ticket, no nothing.
No, just go on your way.
I don't know, but by offers, I don't know where this
99
is.
99 grams. You got to let him go.
You got to let him go.
He's clean.
By the letter of the law. You know what? Duddleston, Mark's right. 99.9 grams. He's off. He's good. Just send him on his way. Send him back to the Motel 6 with his 99.9. Right. What are they doing? Weighing your bag like at the airport? Yeah, you stand on the scale to make sure you're just under 50 pounds?
Only 4 grams. And it happened at like 2:30 last night. Did those motherfuckers turn in any weed? Did they say any weed? Or, I guarantee you, they put it right in their fucking pocket.
Okay, well,
I'll take this as far as you want to go.
I'm right. Come get you some of this.
That's right.
I came here for answers, and I'm not leaving. I came here for answers.
I'll take this to the Supreme Court.
I'm going all the way to prison.
Going all the way to prison.
I'll take this as far as you want to go. You want to go to the state penitentiary? That's where I'm going. 4 grams is legal. Haven't you read the news?
It's good shit.
Meanwhile, here's the news. He's in Tennessee. Here's the news.
Mendelson County, California recently passed a law legalizing all weed under 100 grams. Now back here in Tennessee.
See, I told you. Well, they reported it on the local news. Wait, they do stories about other states? Well, Officer Duddleston, we'll see about that. I'll meet you at the president's office.
Take this all the way.
White House Communications, how can I help you?
I want to talk to the president right now. Some Officer Duddleston thinks that 100 grams or less isn't legal.
Okay, sir, what can I help you with?
I want to talk to the president. Unbelievable. I love Mark. I love Mark's fighting spirit.
Yeah.
You think you're going to f*** me around with this bull, dude?
Why do I feel like Mark was on the January 6th events
in
Washington, D.C.?
Wrong. I'm just going to go over
anger
your
issues.
Head. I want my mother f***ing weed back. They didn't turn it in, did they?
Meanwhile, you're speaking to a police
officer. You're speaking to a police officer. Settle down. No wonder they showed up at the hotel about your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can almost guarantee that was a domestic violence call.
Yeah.
Almost guarantee.
Yeah, it sounds angry.
Weed last night, around 2:30, 3 a.m. I guarantee you they didn't. They stole my f***ing weed. It was only 4 grams.
They probably threw it out.
He obviously doesn't need it.
Do you remember when, about 2 years ago around Christmas time when I got my car stolen?
Yeah,
I got my car stolen right out of the outside of the front of a house that we were at in a nice neighborhood here in Atlanta. My wife literally walked in to pick up someone from the house, like pick up one of the family members and bring them back to my house. And in that 3-minute exchange, the car was gone.
God.
Like someone came, they stole the car right after they got out. And quite frankly, luckily that no one got hurt. Who knows?
Yes.
Just a couple of kids joyriding. So anyway, I managed to track down the car with my little LoJack system.
Yeah.
And I also was in the high-speed police chase with the officers as we ran around South Atlanta. We went almost to Alabama, then came back to South Atlanta, where these kids then, we assume kids, then ditched my car in the middle of a park. When they ditched the car, with very little damage to the car, by the way, I managed to get the car back. The officer said, I can either have the sheriff come down here, impound the car, take prints, do the whole nine yards. You'll probably get your car back in about 10 to 15 business days. They'll release it back to you.
Yeah.
Once they process it. Or I can release the car to you right now. We'll keep an eye out for anything suspicious.
Right.
If we can piece it together, he goes, likely we'll never find these kids.
Right,
anymore,
right? Sure.
Even if we process their fingerprints, likely we'll never find them. He's like, it's probably just a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, give me the car back. And he said, okay, I had an extra key with me. We hope you could see when he was flashing his flashlight. He never touched the car. The officer didn't. When he was flashing his flashlight, you could see that it was just very smoky inside. And I thought it was because maybe they crashed the car or skidded the wheels and smoke, right? But as soon as you opened the door, it was pot smoke,
it
clearly.
It was the sticky.
Yeah, and he was like, the officer was like, whoa, these kids really took a ride for it. And in the back of the car, in the front of the car, was a bunch of weed, like scattered all about, just weed. But in the back of the car was a huge Tupperware container about this big, full of marijuana. Right? And so I was like, And he's like, is that yours? And I'm like, do you think I'd say it was if it was mine? No. First of all, second of all, and we were laughing, right? Because clearly you see the situation right. that we're in now. And he said, well, you know, just dispose of it. And I'm like, you want me to dispose of it here? Or you want me to drive with it? He's like, no, I don't want you to drive with it.
Where's the park trash can?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I threw the weed on the ground and put the Tupperware in the trash can. And he just kind of helped me like kick it around, you know? And he's like, the car reeks of marijuana.
Kick it around.
We were just kind of like kicking it around the park grass where kids play. Just like, you know, putting the grass in the grass, man.
Hey. It's all natural.
So Officer Duddleson from the Atlanta Police Department, he's like, so he goes, well, let me give you a piece of advice. He gives me his business card, right? He's like, he's a Georgia State Patrolman is what he is.
Okay,
he gives me his card and he says, okay, listen, my advice is go straight home. Get the car washed tomorrow. You might have to like air it out. Yeah, get it detailed. He's like,
get the new car set.
Yeah, get that new car set.
Choose that.
Don't choose the weed air freshener if you don't mind. There was weed everywhere. It was on the floorboard. It was everywhere. And now my main concern is I got to drive 45 minutes home with a car that smells like weed that was just reported stolen, right? And so you don't know. I mean, you don't know, right? Somebody didn't get the message, whatever. Right. It's still in the system as stolen. I'm putting all this together and understanding that my 45-minute drive home could be a lengthy one where I could get pulled over multiple times by police officers looking for the suspects. So he says, here's my card. My advice is go straight home. Don't pass go. Let the car air out for the night.
Yeah.
Here's my card. If anybody pulls you over, if you get stopped by any department,
have them call me.
Have them call me immediately. And he's like, because, you know, if you get pulled over.
Because I'll be home to eating pop brownies.
Because I'll be home. Because I'll be right here picking up all this weed we just kicked into the ground. Oh, it was the funniest scene. I did not get pulled over, but I had those windows all the way down. And did it reek. For days it reeked. I actually had to go put it into an ionizer.
I think I remember getting into your car after that, and I was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. We had to go put it in a specialized ionizer at the dealership for two straight days.
They have situations that actually deal with this. They have
an ionizer. Okay. Yeah, they have an actual, like, car-sized ionizer. You put it in there, and it puts, like, blue light and red light or whatever, and blows
the
farts
fact that
in
they
there.
Need, they
I don't
need
know.
That.
Yeah, well, the used cars. I mean, the used cars need to smell better than what they probably smell like.
Right.
I mean, you know, you have cloth seats, and all it takes is a couple shit stains, and your car is going to smell like that for the rest of your life. Why I say clean your ass.
And I'm allowed to have up to 100 grams. I know the law. I know my rights. Okay. You know, and if you're not going to help me out, I'm going to go over your head.
Can you stop talking for a second?
Can you shut your pie hole?
Shut up.
Listen, I'm about to get done. I'm about to get off my shift here.
And where are you again?
Yeah, where are you again?
I'll bring
I'm
that
coming
weed
to arrest
you.
Yeah.
Let me just bring that
I was
weed
about to go home, and I was going to let you off with kind of a verbal warning and say, you're an asshole. Don't call me again.
Right.
But keep pushing it, bud. Yeah.
Okay.
What?
What hotel were you at?
What?
I don't know. Some hotel in Sharonville. But I woke up in the morning. I asked my wife where my mother weed was, and she said the cops came and took it.
Oh, I think your wife might have smoked it.
I think she smoked it.
I think she smoked it.
She needed to chill out after
she's probably
the police encounter.
Like, oh, my God. I didn't think he was going to take it this far.
Yeah.
It was only 4 grams, but it was good weed. Stole it.
So the police officers took it from your wife?
Yeah. Okay. And my wife said to them, to them, no.
What? he's got to have time to think. Yeah, he's not quick on his feet. So he's like, what? I said, did your wife get busted with the weed? What? What's your address? What?
What do I tell her? Well, I don't know. That's what he's saying. I don't know.
I don't know. But what I do know is
100 grams is legal. And they said, and they kind of laughed, you know, tell it to the judge kind of bullshit.
Okay, what's your wife's name?
Hey, I'm not trying to get at all
what?
This.
What? I'm cutting that up as a clip. What? We should have an episode, 45 minutes. You ask me questions, and I'll go, what?
You know, somebody always says that when they don't want to answer or they keep.
Of course.
Yeah.
Huh? That's not the point. Let me tell you what we were talking about.
100 grams is legal.
Are these, whose panties are these?
What?
How dare you? That's the quick rant. Got him like a quick comeback. How dare you? Whose panties are those? What was the question again?
Oh my God.
How did information out, man. I just Why want not? Your feedback.
You called me. You are complaining.
I know,
that
dude, but I know how it's all working. Right. I feel like you're just trying to entrap me right now. And I'm not.
Entrap you? You called me.
Yeah. And you had the weed.
I know how y'all work. I'm quick on my feet. You hear me? Right. You won't catch me. What?
I don't know where. What? I don't know where or what O'Dell was. What?
I don't know what I want or what I'm calling for, but you won't trap me. No siree, Bob.
No, you work.
I'm street smart. What? What? Mark, sharp as a Q-tip.
I mean, I have to say this police officer has a patience.
Amazing patience.
Yeah,
he has a patience of a billy goat. He's just like sitting there chewing on the grass. Yeah, he's dealt with assholes like this before. Yeah. He's like, what am I going to do?
I'm falling into that game, man. All I want is my motherfucking weed back. You know, can you at least answer me a question? Did them two cops that were in Sheridanville last night, did they turn in any weed?
What's your wife's name?
Marilyn Manson is my wife's name.
It took him a while to get that one.
I think he got some more weed, or he's on another type of drug.
I think he's coming down off some other drug. Yeah, I think that heroin haze is wazing off, and he's really itching for some weed.
Yeah.
What? Matthew, what's your wife's name?
Marilyn Manson.
Oprah Winfrey. Marilyn Manson. I don't know. What? Cannot compute.
Okay, but anyway, back to my point of why I called you for your help.
Well, where's my trying to get you.
Did any Sharonville cops turn in any weed last night?
Hey, how do you think it's possible that you call me and be completely unreasonable, and then I can't have a conversation with you and you expect any kind of result?
I'm not trying to be unreasonable to you.
Okay, what's your wife's name?
Answer me the simple question.
What's your wife?
Wait, why? Under what circumstances does this officer have to? He wasn't the person that was there. How does he know if any weed was turned in? What? What?
Well, Matthew's asking him if there was weed turned in.
But this officer.
I like how the woman at the very, very beginning of this said, here's my supervisor.
Yeah, let me get your supervisor. What?
Right away. You got that question.
I know your tricks. Yep. I know how you get it. I'm quick on my feet. I'm like a cat on a hot tin roof. Bing, bing, bing. Watch me dance around you with my mental gymnastics. What? 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 If I don't answer any questions, they'll never catch me. Matthew, you called me for your weed back. What? What were we talking about?
Where were you? I don't know. What's your name's name? Wife's name, Marilyn Manson.
Here's my favorite. I'd like to plead the fifth.
Is that what he says?
No, but it's like, you hear that a lot, right? I'd like to plead the fifth. Yes. Or would you?
Hey, Sharonville cops turn in any weed last night? They didn't. They took my weed and they stuck it in their pockets.
Hey, what's your wife's name?
My wife said it was some young guy. And some bald fat.
Well, that just described every officer in the Sharonville department.
Narrow it down a little
bit. Yeah, you gotta narrow it down for me there, bud. What?
They came here and took it. You know, they didn't give me no ticket. You know, if it's illegal, you know, they said they would tell it to the judge kind of bullshit. You know, where's my weed ticket then? If it's not legal.
Weed ticket.
Where's my weed ticket?
Yeah, but anyway, I can tell this is a losing situation. I just want you to look in your
life. Good call, Matthew.
That stole my weed. Yeah, and that's it.
Let them know they're on notice.
Thank you.
You have a good evening. You didn't get me.
The police are goes, okay.
Matthew, one. Quick. Police officer Duddleson, zero. Did you hear that phone call? I should have been an attorney. If I wasn't such a heroin addict, I should have been an attorney.
The 911 calls are gold.
So much fun. I have I got a million of them.
Those are funny. Yeah,
that's not the only ones we've got. But anyway, you know, we can only do so much in one show. There's only so much we can tackle in one episode. Yep. What will we do for the next episode? You never know. That's why you got to tune in to the commercial break. TCD.
What?
What? What? Would you like to buy some LuLaRoe? What? Someone comes up to you with their MLM scheme, you just say, what?
What?
More than 100 grams is legal. Wait, less than 100 grams or more than 100 grams? I can't remember, but I read it on TV. You read it
what
on TV?
What county are we in? Yes.
What county are we in? Smith? Oh, well.
What time is it? What county are we in?
Let me rephrase the question. Is it indeed legal in Smith County? My mental gymnastics will outrun you every time.
That's right. Matthew was on to him.
All right. Well, you know, call your LuLaRoe friends. Tell them to join us. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. All the video and audio are right there. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break on YouTube. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. If you would like your limited edition collectible sticker from TCB, go to TCBpodcast.com. Click on the button. Get your sticker. Right there, you'll be able to find out how you can get a sticker. And drop your information so you can send it. Oh, yeah, they're just beautiful. Look at that. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break if you want to take a look. That's edition one, but edition two is coming right up because we're almost out of one. So hurry, act fast. Like, rate, and review on your favorite podcast platform, please. It does us such a huge favor. And a lot of people have been doing that. We really appreciate it. Continue to do that. It does us, it helps in so many ways. I can't explain. But like, rate, and review on your favorite podcast publisher. Again, thank you to CastBox for helping us out and going to Memfo. That's Catherine, that's Valentina, that's Calvin. CastBox is a wonderful podcast app you can put on your phone, no matter what phone you have, and listen to us straight from CastBox. Who else we got to thank? We want to thank Siete Chips for the snacks inside of the studio. We want to thank Moon Cheese for the snacks inside of the studio. We want to thank Project Pollo for feeding us when we were at Memfo. All right, that's it. That was a lot of stuff. People just send us free stuff, and then I'm like, you know, I feel obligated, but I want to mention them. I want to let them know.
Absolutely, there's good stuff.
Moon Cheese is delicious. Try the Fuego Siete chips. They're wonderful.
Very good. Project Pollo,
catch them on their tour, on their food truck tour.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I can do today. Chrissy, I love you.
I love you, Brian.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we must say... Bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.